If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We are the Old School Crew. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and
Andermatt.
I'm getting it.
Nebraska
getting it.
Parkway, 84th, right there.
Andermatt and 168th and Maple up there in the O. The coaches talked yesterday, had the coordinators talk today. Think it'd be really interesting to, we're going to play this Marcus Satterfield, what he gave his evaluation or told the media what he thought about Dylan's performance.
The number one thing was just the operation, the rhythm of the offense and taking care of the football. And he did all three of those. I thought again, talking about a culture of excellence, I mean, he was prepared. He knew exactly where the ball needed to go. He was accurate with the ball, took care of the ball. I was just really excited to see it because I knew, coming up that tunnel walk, that was a lot of years and a lot of memories and a lot of days of anticipation and excitement. And I was hoping that he was going to be able to come out and just play, and just play like he does. And you get nervous sometimes that a young guy gets and tries to do too much and it's just too emotional. And he was like a freaking surgeon. Like, it was amazing to see him, just his maturity, way beyond his years from that standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. I know I'm a little bit more than the average person, but I think the best thing about that quote was a culture of excellence. And then also him going out to and had a good grasp of the plan and the arm talent was able to do there. That's distinctly different than Nebraska has ever seen at this magnitude, quite frankly. Now, it's one game. But it's not very often. Now, Nebraska's offenses historically haven't been pro-style, run and gun, run and shoot. So it's a little different. So Nebraska hasn't had to recruit to that. But I think the biggest quote from there, or the biggest part of that quote, or the answer was culture of excellence.
Yeah, I mean, it falls in that Jay Foreman category of what does it mean? Like, what are you trying to tell me?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to tell me? A culture of excellence, are you telling me that you're improved in specific areas? Improving in all areas and creating a culture of excellence only has value if you have specifics behind it.
Yeah, I'm sure if they like, asked them again, I think it means just from the outside looking in, it's what I've been, you know, Brian Kelly about DP.
Yeah.
You know what? DP, I'm mad and we haven't had it again.
Right.
Okay, right. I better stop before I get fired.
Well, his issue was
break my desk today for me.
Right.
Well, his issue, Brian Kelly's issue was that he had finite things that he was expecting from his people that he didn't get.
Right.
If you tell me you're creating a culture of excellence, one, I want to believe you. And two, I also want to know what that means. Yeah. And if it's playing clean, having an understanding of throws to be made and throws not to be made. Okay, wonderful. Taking care of the ball. Okay, wonderful. Pocket presence. Taking the layup. Understanding reads. Getting the pass pros.
I think it's all that, but I think as a coach, you know, that's what you preach in house. The biggest thing is when he says it, I guess when you've done it or know it, you just know what it looks like. But the biggest thing is, like, I always say that this is the funniest thing about athletes these days. The best players that I've ever played with. So Eric Moulds will get in the Hall of Fame eventually. Rightfully so. Andre Reed's in the Hall of Fame. Bruce Smith is in the Hall of Fame. Ted Washington, nose guard, should be in there most likely because he doesn't have the sacks numbers, might not be in there. Reuben Brown will get in. Okay, that's who I played with. Andre Johnson. Played with Bryant Young for 1 year. Michael Strahan. All of them, the hardest workers, had the best intent, showed up and was about that football life and went the extra mile. That's pretty much when you look at it, that's really what, you know, Dylan, I think, has displayed since he's gotten here. Now, that's infectious when your better players or your best players are like that. And that's where I think, you know, in particular, probably Jamal Banks is like that. Ideally, the other guys are on defense. You expect them to be like that. But I think it's good when you have it from the most high-profile position under the most pressure.
Marcus Satterfield was asked about that. Has he seen Dylan be the wise beyond his years guy since he got here? Here's the OC.
I have. And, you know, you can't help but feel it. Like, you know, when he walks in a room, he's got a little different feeling about him. But, again, you know, just scrimmages and practices, I've seen in 20 years of coaching, you turn the lights on at a game, people start to change and do weird things. And he didn't do that. If anything, he became more focused, as scary as that is. So, I thought he got off to a really good start, and you know, there's always things that we can all improve on. He's going to continue to improve on his footwork and how that's the timing of the plays and the passing game stuff. He's going to obsess over all that to make sure he's the best version of himself, like he always does. But just super pleased with everything from the brain to the ability of what I saw on Saturday.
You know, I think everybody knows that. I guess my analogy is that say you have a kid or a family that they're either movie directors or whatever, and then the third generation, you know, ends up being a really good, his path is a little bit easier. Not that it's given to him, but he knows the ins and outs, right? So a movie director, and I equate it to a quarterback because you're directing a movie, is because the Sunday talks, the dinner table talks, the exposure to what you need to do as a pro. That's what being around his dad and his uncle played too in the pros, and his grandfather exposed all of them to it at an early age. So all the things that sometimes can change when the lights goes on, it's not too big for him, at least right now, or being able to go to embrace the moment is because he's been exposed to it. So it's just a byproduct of being around it.
And I don't think that Dom Raiola has said, this is what I like that Matthew Stafford did. This is what I didn't like. But I'm sure he came home after a tough day or a good day and made an offhand comment. You might not even know Dylan was around, but Dylan picked up on it.
Yeah.
Before he even knew he was going to be a quarterback, right? Well, just being immersed in it, like you said.
Yeah, and he's probably been in some quarterback meetings. He knows these guys. I mean, you know, for me, you know, being a ball boy was probably the best thing that helped me make that jump from year one, which is 94, to 95. I was able at four. I think I was 14. It was a four, maybe 14 to 16. And then I didn't do it because I was playing AAU. So 14, 15, 16, excuse me. And old Lane Kiffin was there. I was able to go. I'm personal friends, close friends with John Randall. I saw him work. I saw Chris Dolman work. He's a Hall of Famer. I saw Joey Browner work. I saw all these dudes work. I saw how they prepared. I saw the extra work. I was, you know, when we were living in the dorms at Mankato State, and I knew that that's when they had night meetings. And so our job was to, you know, get, you know, the, I guess, I don't know if it was Gatorade. They had some sort of drink, you know, put them out on the, I used to sneak into meetings. They wouldn't know and there was a projector or whatever. That'd sneak in there and be watching. They would be talking about China routes and all this other stuff and preparing for games and being in the locker room as the games were getting, you know, you go from preseason, right? Game one preseason to game three. I saw guys get cut. I saw what guys didn't make it and what their habits were, right? Because I heard it. So this is all things that he's been exposed to. So it's just one game. I mean, obviously he's not Patrick Mahomes yet, even though he's, you know, replicating. But then also, if you're gonna replicate somebody or try to be like somebody, be like Patrick Mahomes. Can't be mad at him doing it because Kobe did it and did a pretty dang good job at it. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it goes this weekend. It's a 12-step process, and you know, he's 1-0 in that step process.
Yeah, I like the idea of just giving him credit for how he played Saturday. And then resetting your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, and it could be, you know, 24 hours of, hey, we're going to applaud for you, celebrate you, all the things that you did well. And knowing beyond our expectation that he's putting in work right now, film study, body recovery, all of those things.
Yeah. He knows what to do.
He's familiar.
I can tell you this, and I never breach personal relationships for anything. His expectations are a lot higher than anybody else's expectations that are, you know, trying to write articles. I could tell you that right now. I lived that life. You know what I mean? Being the son of a famous father, he's doing it, and he's doing it in a different era where it's 24/7 news cycle. You got people that never played football evaluating what he's doing, trying to do this, do that. That's fine. And then you got just the social media pressure of just pretty much the program on your shoulders to get some life back into it right now, obviously with the coaches and everything, but you're the number one recruit and you spurned Ohio State and Georgia for Nebraska, right? It's the easy choice. We talked about DJ. He ends up going that. So his expectations and what he wants to do it's a crazy catch 22. You got to be realistic, but then also you got to have higher expectations, but he knows what work is. He knows what a good, honest days of work is. His dad has told him, I've been in them shoes before. The conversation that he's able to have or his dad was having with him and him see his dad work. Those are, like I said, that's like being, I don't know who's a famous film director. It's like being one of his kids. You know what it looks like. You know what a good, like, you know, set is when you go to it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like when you're doing it yourself, you know the difference. But if I'm trying to do it, I'm learning on the fly and making some mistakes that you already have seen that you can kind of work around. So that's where he's able to kind of jump out there and live up to his own expectations.
Well, it's recovery. It's learning from each of those reps, especially live reps, yeah. Right? That he has a pretty good idea based on practice reps, what he's supposed to do with the ball, when he's supposed to do it, et cetera. Then there's game seat, and you go, okay, these are people that aren't my friends, and they're not looking out for me, right? Yeah. It's one thing me practice against a dude who knows I'm Dylan Raiola versus a dude who knows that I'm Dylan Raiola.
Who wants to get to know you.
Wants right? to do something about it. So all of that thing, give him credit for Saturday with your eyes forward to next Saturday. Yeah. You can do both and say, look, I'm still not all in 100%, but I understand.
Yeah, and you got
to understand.
You got to reset it because I think the best thing for this team in general and just people in general, where we're at as a program, is every week is that week. Because you can't show up there with the expectations that it's going to flow over. Ideally, you'll get there. And how do you get there? Is you, oddly enough, and people think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, is you have to reset every week. You know, just because you beat up on UTEP and beat UTEP doesn't mean that you're going to do it to Colorado. Say you do it to Colorado, doesn't mean you're going to do it to Northern Iowa. You got to go out there and earn it and put in the same work every week, and then sometimes even more, and really be willing to invest and do the things you need to do in week one to be successful in week 12. And that's the hardest thing about football, because I keep saying the same thing, is you practice or you train, practice, recovery, all that 95% of the time you get to play five. That's why it's such a cool sport, but it's a hard sport to let be to not to love, but I feel like in some other sports you can like it, mm-hmm. and you can like it a lot. You know what I mean? Because there's been a lot of really good NBA players, DP, you know this, that like the sport.
Yep.
There's been some baseball players that like the sport, and a ton that love it. You can't like football. You gotta love it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You gotta love it.
Well, that's the thing that people who have crossed over into football, right, from another sport, will tell you. Yeah, there's a different thing that's happening over here. There's a different thing altogether. Like putting your head in a pile is a different deal.
Well, just think.
A different deal. Like shooting jumpers for 3 hours and dribbling and crossing over
against
and
the cone.
Okay, taking 500 swings off the batting in the batting cage. Okay, that's fine. I need to serve 500 balls in volleyball. Okay, fine. It ain't gonna do to get your brain rattled and having your bones at risk. Like,
well, it's like this. I'm sure over time. And Charlie Ward is a good example, but he didn't play in the NFL, but he played in the NBA. Like there's been NFL players, and this is not, I'm not getting into the Rivers talk, but I'm gonna say like this is like there's probably been some NFL players that if they chose, they could have been NBA players,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
I would say on the flip side, there's not,
and you know who they are,
right? and I ain't one,
right?
So, but there's for. And this is why it's so different for an NBA player to go play football or baseball, right? Because in the NBA, just say I was somewhat skilled enough to try out for, heck, even Nebraska's basketball team, right? Kenny Cheatham was good enough to play there and practice. Well, Matt Davidson even played, and Banks did, when they needed a COVID. But just so say I showed up at Fred and we're in the season or training camp or whatever, or we're in the season. We're playing sometimes three times in a week,
mm-hmm.
right? They might play three times in a week. In football, you play once. You practice 4 or 5 days and play once. And then when you're playing three times a week in basketball, you know more than I do, DP. How many real practices are you? One?
Yeah. Well,
because if you travel.
Season,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. In-season travel. So CBA, ABA, those practices were longer and more intense.
Okay.
Because you didn't have time
to
muck around. So you would have those two. You would always have an install. Always.
Right.
Always. So first thing at night after a game, you're going to install the next game. That's
sure.
At the high school level, it's that management, that time management.
Yeah, it's harder. Yeah,
man,
I know that for sure.
It's tough to do. It's tough.
But the NBA, Austin, right? So say like you play, say my Timberwolves. They play Tuesday night. Okay, they're on a private jet, so they probably taking off at, what, midnight? Okay, you're flying to, let's just say even it's a short flight to Cleveland. Okay, you're in your hotel 3 or 4, sleep. They probably have a shoot around, and that depends if they play that night. So say they play the next night or 2 nights from there, whatever. Say they're at the Boston. You probably have a day off or a partial day, and then you have a shoot around, somewhat of a little practice or vice versa, and then you play. Whereas football, obviously, you play Saturday, or at least we'll say when I play Saturday, you got Sunday off, you got practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you have walkthrough Friday, you teed it up again.
For the NBA, a lot of the scheduling, you'd be amazed at how many streaks of not days off they work from. They can put something together. The labor has tried to keep it.
Yeah, they
under
don't
control.
Yeah, they don't practice like they used to.
Yeah, there are too many coaching decisions about practice that will impact that statement you made. Right? It's just like, okay, we're doing too much. Hey, we're out west. We got to go one from Charlotte to Portland, from Portland down to Los Angeles to Phoenix, back up. Yeah, it's a beast.
So that's the main difference in the sports, and that's why I say you have to love football. And you know who else loves football, Austin? Tony White. Can we hear what my man T. White says?
Yeah, what do you want to hear about from Tony White?
Anything and everything. Tony White's like the dude that just makes me just hype all the time.
Yeah. Okay, how about emotions on how important and big the game is?
Yeah, let's see if Tony White can get me hype on a Tuesday.
Here's Tony White getting Jay Foreman hype on a Tuesday.
Yeah, right now it's just it's just Tuesday, you know, and we're just worried about us right now, you know, and that's the most important thing. You know, you worry about who you're playing right now, then it all goes for naught. I mean, the process is we got to handle our business. We got to make sure we're tackling. First of all, it all comes back to do we know what we're doing? Number one, do we know how we want to do it? And then just getting those reps, putting those guys in position every day. You know what I mean? Making sure their minds are right, making sure their attitudes are right. So that way, when the game comes, they've already played the game so many times during the week. You know, now they can just go out there and play. So it's not so much, you know, again, great talent, some of the best football players, you know, in the country coming in here. But, you know, it's more so what are we going to do and how are we going to do it is probably the biggest thing that concerns us.
You're hyped, Jay. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm laughing because Tony White would probably have that conversation with me. Hey, man, we ain't playing them today. That's funny, though. He's like, it's just
Saturday.
Yeah, he's like, it's just a Tuesday. I can see him saying that to me. Hold on, man. You know, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, what he said is 100% true. And I think that's part, I think that quote or that state or Tony White answering that question, it lets you know how he was able to get so many people ready last year and obviously this year with a new defense and kind of, you know, not a lot of team. You're starting to see a lot more three-man fronts, 3-3-5s now at all levels, but especially college.
But what do you expect to see in the next 3 weeks from this defense? You expecting them to stay in the three front? Do you think there are opportunities for them to square up and get some folks off balance?
Well, I mean, I think with the 3-3-5 and their personnel, I mean, they run four-man fronts. They can play a four-man front. I think the whole 3-3-5 thing is just kind of get blown out of proportion, you know?
Well, I mean, that's why we ask.
Because I think, I tell you this, just from my perspective, they have different body types, which allows them to be multiple if they choose to.
Wouldn't it be exceptional to be able to go from that 3-3-5 to a 3-5-3 or a 5-3-3 and be able to be fluid in it and not have to make personnel changes?
Yeah, they can, but, you know, here's an example, I guess, to answer your question. So I played in technically a 3-4 in Buffalo. That's a straight basic 3-4. So for people out there listening, 3-4, a zero technique is Big Daddy Ted Washington lined up right over the center, and I used to love it. And we had 2-5s. And sometimes we did what's called a reduced front. But 2-5s are both the defensive ends, who happen to be Phil Hansen and Bruce Smith, lined up, head up, to a little bit outside shade of the offensive tackles. Then we had 2-9 techniques, which is essentially outside the widest guy on the line of scrimmage, tight end or on the outside of the defensive end, depending on what we're doing. Then we played we used to call it like a even front, you know, or oaky, right? Just basic, just, you know, eat what you kill. Both the linebackers lining head up on the guards. Now, you can run what's called an eagle front, which is essentially either, depends on where you come from as far as your coaching background, an over or not over or an odd front. So that means you could reduce, let's say, Phil Hansen, who was a little bit better against the run than Bruce, but Bruce could get down there too if he wanted, because if there was a mismatch, Bruce is going to play a three. If there was a bad matchup for them on Bruce, he would play a three or Phil. Or we ran what was called special package. So we bring in, so if a team thought that he could run on us, so we're still playing a 3-4, right? So we would have Ted Washington, Big Daddy Pat Williams, right? Who was the truth. But then we play Phil Hansen we might play him in a five.
Stronger than you would think because of his length, right?
Well, yeah, but here's what we would do. We would play Pat Williams at the three or whatever, or maybe even four, but a three. Ted Washington at a zero. Phil Hansen at a five. Sam Rogers at a nine outside the tight end. And then we would play Bruce Smith with his hand in the ground, which essentially would be a 3-3-5 or a 3-4 personnel, as an outside linebacker. So you had to block him one-on-one, or you would have some running back trying to block him.
That was yikes. It was
watch out.
Is what, yeah. Dallas did with their doomsday with Randy White.
Right. So
and it was foul.
So to answer your question, you can just have your 3-4 personnel out there and you can run different fronts
if you have that type of talent.
Well, I mean, you're talking. You don't have Hall of Fame players just come, but you can do it. They have guys that can play it.
Oh no, they've got. I think this is why the Javon Wright situation plays right. It shows up because he's a person that does some different things that you in different situations. I like the crew that they ran out Saturday, and they had what appeared to be some depth because they were running the same assignments with the number two group, and they were still pulling it off.
Right, and that's why when Tony White's talking, he's like, you know, we got to focus on us. That's how you're able to get a ton of guys ready to play, because the main thing is the main thing. It is a saying, but if you live it and you coach it, then this it doesn't change. So when you have Stephon Thompson go in there and you got Shavers go in there, they're playing the same fronts as the starters. Now, granted, you didn't show everything last week, but as you go on, there's certain – you got like a – the playbook is this big. Now, they just got an iPad. It's this big. So you got like – fronts, calls, and everything for every type of potential offensive formation, offensive like style that can work for you. You've seen them play against a run heavy Illinois and Wisconsin team last year. It wasn't just line up in a 3-3. You never just line up and just wave your hand and get blocked. So you could do different things, and you got to have guys that have to be able to play more than one position. You got Mekhi Bayer that played primarily at times last year, I felt, on the outside. That's where he kind of got on the field last year, especially Colorado game. And then now you see him starting in the inside because Javon's out. So you got to be multiple, but you also have to be able to play more than one position. You have to. If you think you're just going to say, I'm only like a middle linebacker and I only want to play in a 4-3, you ain't going to play.
All of that's why I agree with your assessment of Tony White. When he first got here, I said, that's the dude that's going to give me hope. He's going to give me hope because he talks, his players talk in his language. Like when you hear the defenders talk, it's well, Coach White says, this is what we should do. And it's call and response.
Well, I think he's, like I said, he loves coaching. You could tell it just by watching him. That's why he's hired. That's why he was successful, you know, obviously at Syracuse. And I remember him coming here, and I remember watching Syracuse tape just to say, okay, because here's what the idea or the assumption is of a 3-3-5. You know when a 3-3-5 became popular is when Oklahoma would go to Morgantown and play West Virginia. And they would score about 70 points. But West Virginia would play. That's where the 3-3-5 came, like when they have Carl Joseph and those guys. And so that's kind of where it came on the map, but they had no intention of stopping the run. Well, then, you know, you see, watch Tony White at Syracuse, and the biggest thing that jumped out of me, they had a, I guess, nose guard who obviously wasn't nearly the size of Nash. He was listed at 5'11", 280, 275. But he punched a hole in the offensive line against Pittsburgh, who was a good running team at that time, and other teams. So it let me know that he was one. Make the most out of the personnel that he had. Because Syracuse, you're not winning any recruiting battles at Syracuse. So it lets me know you were able to be successful with less.
They got Mello.
Yeah. They don't got anybody else.
Basketball recruiting is entirely
different. You're different. Yeah.
Entirely different.
He didn't have Dwight Freeney and all that. So he was able to make more out of with less.
Donovan McNabb. Like, you get the Corey Graves. Yeah, that crew.
McPherson Greg Paulus.
Yeah, you get those folks. You go, wait a minute, this looks a little different.
Yeah, so he was able to make a lot with less, and so then he knew he'd be here. So that let me know right then he was a good teacher. Yeah, you had
I'm all in with coach.
It's good to hear him talk, and then he's going to do his job, and the players just got to go out there and execute. And so that's the great thing about it. But ultimately, the coordinators are just, it's a little bit easier, and you got a quarterback, and you got guys that are playing your system. You can go out there and do the fun stuff. That's probably where you get to drive around and think of a defense that you possibly could, pull out of your back pocket if executed right to, sway a game. So anyways, good stuff to hear from them. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School. We'll be right back.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio. We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for Black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.